And now we begin astronomy. Earth, sky, and the planets. Lecture 1, We and the Universe. And now, Professor Kaler.
We are looking outward from an astronomical body. We are one planet of many in our planetary system. Maybe one planet of hundreds, maybe millions in our galaxy. We still do not know. We need to understand our own Earth. We can't experiment on our Earth. We would like to understand our Earth better. How do we do that? We understand our Earth better by looking at the other planets and getting some idea of what they're like and why they are as they are and feeding that information back to understand our own precious planet. The stars have a great deal to do with us. We live because of sunlight upon the Earth. We live because the sun is a stable star that will shine for billions of years into the future. Not only that, the sun reaches out to touch us with its matter, with a wind that it blows, that hits us, forms the northern lights, perhaps deposits more energy into the Earth. We came from out there. All of what is out there fed back into us. We came from out there because of the accumulation of material from the galaxy that wound up forming our sun and forming our planets. We are children of the galaxy. We are not isolated. If we are to understand our Earth at all, we have to understand our environment. And that means not just near space, the inner part of the Earth. It means understanding the moon. It means understanding the planets and the origin of all of this system. And that is what this course is really all about. Let me tell you a little about what we're going to do over the course of these 14 lectures. We're going to start with the Earth, with the rotating Earth, with the Earth going around the sun, so we can get some idea of how things appear to move in the sky, why the stars rise in the east and set in the west, why the sun appears to move against the background of the stars, why the seasons exist. We're going to look at inner space. We're going to look at the atoms that construct everything. We're going to look at the light that allows us to learn something about the natures, the compositions, and even the origins of the planets that are out there. We're going to begin to look at the physical natures of the planets from the Earth through the Moon, beginning and sweeping through the planetary system from Mercury on out all the way to the distant planet Pluto, and then begin to look at the debris of the system, and finally at the end in Lecture 14 put it all together and see how it was all made and see how our Earth was created and why our Earth is so special within this marvelous planetary system. So let's take a look at the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. Most school kids learn these things in order. And that sort of gives you the idea that all the planets are the same, that they're all alike, and they aren't. They're all natural experiments. And by looking at the other planets, we can tell something about ourselves. They are all formed under different conditions and different distances from the sun, different sizes, different masses. In an experimental science, you go into the lab, you change, you tweak the input, see what happens to the output. We can't do that to the Earth. We don't want to do that to the Earth. But nature's given us several other experiments that we can use. We can see what happens to Mercury. Why is Mercury the way it is? Why is Pluto the way it is? What conditions have changed?